If your compassion does not include yourself, it is incomplete. Jack Kornfield.
Empowerment in education. Two powerful elements that will help you break free of convention and transform your passion for wellness to a level beyond the status quo. The Essential Oil Revolution, where you're given the tools to supersede an ordinary everyday lifestyle. Inspiring speakers, DIY recipes, healthy living tips, and more. You'll discover it all here. So tune in and get ready for a wellness revolution.
Hello and welcome to the Essential Oil Revolution. I'm your host, Samantha Lee Wright. Thanks for tuning in with us here today. Now, on this show, we try to focus most of our conversations around essential oils, not because they're the only tool available to us, but because they're one of our favorites. They're powerful, they're accessible, and they just work. But we know that essential oils can't cure everything. There are circumstances where we really need to go to a doctor, a hospital, an ER room, an urgent care. And if you're anything like the average American, then your experience with the not just healthcare system, but health insurance system is, well, less than pleasant. In fact, I don't know if I've ever met anyone who has ever been enthusiastically in love with their health insurance plan. I think we can all agree that the system is a bit broken. But instead of focusing on what's broken about it, as we sometimes do here on the show, today's episode is going to dive into solutions. One solution in particular called Crowd Health. Today, I get the honor of interviewing the CEO and founder of Crowd Health, Andy Schoonover. Stay tuned for that and more. But first, let's pull a recipe out of our DIY dugout. This is the segment of our show where we pull a recipe out of our dugout that's been submitted by one of you, our amazing listeners. And today's recipe comes from Jody Walters in Chattanooga, Tennessee. Her recipe is called Bone Tired Body Brain. To make the Bone Tired Body Brain, all you'll need is 5 drops copaiba, 5 drops peppermint, and 5 drops eucalyptus oil. In a glass jar, combine the essential oils with magnesium oil and coconut oil and apply. That's a powerful combination right there. Thank you for your recipe, Jody. We appreciate you. Don't forget to submit your recipe into our DIY dugout for a chance to win our monthly giveaway of a bottle of orange essential oil and our favorite ebook full of DIY recipes. Email us at DIY@revolutionoilspodcast.com.
Hello, dear friends. In today's world, it's hard to maintain balance in any area of life. This includes in regard to our hormones. Let's face it, stress impacts everyone, and this affects our hormones. Compound stress on top of an already fluctuating cycle, and not so happy symptoms can result. Thankfully, we have essential oils to tame our mind and body, but a lot of times, many women need something more to keep their hormones at a healthy level. And that something more is where Happy Mammoth comes in. And right now, they are generously offering you 15% off your first order when you visit happymammoth.com and use promo code REVOLUTION. Happy Mammoth is a forward-thinking, all-natural wellness brand. They are obsessed with empowering people with quality natural health solutions aimed at promoting total body health and vitality. I love their comprehensive formula, Hormone Harmony, which contains herbal extracts that help to support hormonal levels, stress, mood, resiliency, and blood sugar. In fact, it contains adaptogenic herbs that help the body adapt to any kind of stressors. This can help to keep hormones in much better balance. Due to its synergy, Hormone Harmony formulation can be used for women in perimenopause, menopause, and any female with symptoms of hormone imbalances. What I love as a naturopathic and functional medicine doctor is that their products are third-party tested for quality and purity, free of heavy metals, and free from artificial fillers. For all these reasons, I am confident recommending Happy Mammoth to my clients and grateful to be supplied with my own bottle for a happier mood and less bloated belly during that time of the month. I am so pleased to have a company that stands behind women's health and optimizing wellness through science and education. So please support Happy Mammoth and the show. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com with promo code REVOLUTION at checkout. That's Happy MAMMOTH.com and use promo code REVOLUTION for 15% off your first order.
Hello, dear friends. As an essential oil user, I know that you have probably come to not only appreciate, but to actually expect the powerful shift in emotions that you can get instantaneously when smelling your essential oils. When someone's dealing with the complex emotion of grief, life can get pretty heavy. Although emotions and essential oils can both be good allies, sometimes more is needed. I want to introduce you to a new podcast called A Place of Yes that is now available wherever you listen to podcasts. The host of the show is Heather Strother. Heather actually had a severe loss when she lost her 4-year-old son, Jack, suddenly to medical complications. 13 years later, now Heather is sharing the only way that she could move forward from the loss. This was by channeling her grief for the good and finding a place of yes. Now, her and her husband have created a nonprofit organization called Jack's Help from Heaven. Since then, they've helped hundreds of families with medically fragile children raise more than $1 million to help them to purchase with items that are not just medically necessary, but also convenient. Their goal is to improve the quality of life, and it offers you an opportunity to learn strategies to cope with grief and how to truly be there for someone that you love that is grieving. Now, sometimes the guests aren't just talking about the loss of a child, but the loss of a life they thought that they were going to live. And I know that we can all relate to that. Please listen to A Place of Yes now wherever you listen to podcasts. And also visit our sponsor at jackshelpfromheaven.org/news/podcast and learn about Heather and Brian's incredible nonprofit organization.
Well, I'm here with Andy Schoonover, who is the founder and CEO of Crowd Health. He is a 20-year healthcare veteran and has raised over $150 million in investments to grow two companies, both focused on helping the most vulnerable people in our country. He's here today telling us more about Crowd Health, which is an official sponsor of our show. And I couldn't be more proud of that relationship because as soon as this came across my desk and I started poking into Crowd Health a little more, I was just blown away that one, I've never seen this kind of thing before. And two, at just what a creative solution this is to what we talk about a lot on the show here, which is just the difficulties of our modern day healthcare and health insurance system. So that's a long way of introing you and asking, how are you? Let's start there.
I'm good. Thanks for having me. I'm excited to be on the show. I've listened to a number of episodes and it just feels like what you all are about and what we're about are just so aligned. So I'm excited to have the conversation.
Well, let's start by describing Crowd Health a little bit, or let's frame it as what do most people experience with their traditional health insurance and how is Crowd Health changing that?
Yeah. So I'll tell you a little story if you don't mind. I have two little girls. A few years ago, I sold my previous healthcare company and didn't have health insurance because a lot of us get health insurance through our companies. It's a whole nother conversation whether that's the right thing or the wrong thing. But I sold my company, and so I didn't have health insurance anymore. And so I went to healthcare.gov, where many of us who don't have corporate health insurance go, and I got a plan that was $1,200 a month. And that was really my only option at the time. And I kind of joke it worked until I had to use it. My little one, who was one at the time, was having recurring ear infections. And so if there are parents out there, I'm sure you can feel our pain of somebody, you know, a little one having recurring ear infections. It keeps her up at night. It makes her cranky. And so we went to the ear, nose, and throat doctor who said, oh, she's got a hole in her ear. She's got a perforated eardrum. And so you're going to have to go and get tubes in her ears. Like, okay, that sounds reasonable. So went to the local hospital, 15-minute procedure, got tubes in her ears, got the bill a few weeks later, and it was $8,000. I was like, $8,000 for 15 minutes?
Wow.
You know, and this is
that's
pretty
a very
benign,
common procedure.
It's very common. It's very common. I don't know what percentage of kids get tubes in their ears, but it's a pretty high percentage. Yeah. You know, this is something that could happen to anybody. And I got stuck with an $8,000 bill. But I was like, hey, this is what health insurance is for. Right. Like, this is the whole point of having health insurance. Well, little did I know that the health insurance plan would come back and said it was medically unnecessary. And so they refused to pay for it.
Wow.
So got my ear, nose, and throat doctor, who was the one who recommended it. And, you know, and I said, hey, will you please talk to this health plan? He's like, I delayed my vacation by a day. The ear, nose, and throat doctor said this. I delayed my vacation by a day because I was so worried about Caroline's ears that it was going to lead to long-term hearing loss. And so, but still the health plan refused to pay for her tubes in her ears. So I had to stroke an $8,000 check to the local hospital. And as you can imagine, I was not happy.
Yeah. Cause you're on top of that, you're paying how much per year for the health?
Yeah. $1,200 times 12, you know, is what? $14,000, $14,400. If my math is right. To pay the insurance company for them to help me with my bills when I have them. And they refused to do that. And I started doing some research around this and found that, in fact, last year, 48 million claims were denied by health insurance plans on healthcare.gov. So that's one out of every five claims-ish are denied. So, you know, if you have a healthcare.gov plan, there's a 20% chance almost. It's actually, I think it's 18% chance that your claim is not going to get paid. And so I said, that's just not right. It's not right. And so I said, okay, well, I'm going to quit then. I'm not going to do, you know, health insurance if I got to pay all of this money just to not them have them pay my bills. And so my family has been uninsured for over 3 years now. And we built some tools to allow us to operate viably outside of the legacy health insurance business. And we found that there's incredible freedom in that. We can choose whatever doctor we want. And we've saved, our family has saved about $10,000 a year by ditching health insurance and being uninsured. And so in essence, what Crowd Health is a bunch of tools that allow individuals and family to viably operate outside of health insurance and still, you know, get their bills paid.
Right.
So,
because I'm sure the first thing people will say when you say, oh, I've been uninsured for 3 years is they go, but what if you get hit with a bus? Like, that's what my mom always taught me growing up. Oh, you get health insurance because even though you're healthy, what happens if you get hit by a bus and, you know, you're smacked with a huge emergency bill? Growing up, that was why I was told basically that you pay for health insurance for that, that fear factor right there.
Right. Yeah. No. And the health insurance plans love to play into that fear factor. You know, and I look back at this and, you know, I've thought a lot about this over the last few years and, 100 years ago or 200 years ago, what we did as just a community of people is if somebody in our community got hurt, then we would, as a community, gather around those people and help them, whether it's plow their fields or sow the seeds or take care of their kids or whatever it ends up being. And what we've done as a society is we've allowed health insurance plans to kind of come in between us and our neighbors to take responsibility for our community. And so what we're trying to do with Crowd Health is saying, hey, what if we can bring community back to healthcare? And the way that we do this is we've got a community of people who've all raised their hands and have said, I'm tired of health insurance declining, you know, bills. I'm tired of really high premiums. And so what if we as a community said, hey, Samantha, if you got hurt, I'd be up for helping you out if you got hurt, if you got hit by a bus. right? Or got cancer or had a brain hemorrhage or had any of these, you know, thing, these big illness, a NICU baby, which by the way, Crowd Health has dealt with all of these situations. And so, you know, what if you had a community of people that said, I wanted to help you without a insurance plan being in the middle of it? And we see it a little bit with like the GoFundMe approach, right? Where GoFundMe has the ability of, I can put up my my health event and put it on Facebook or Instagram or whatever, and people will come and give generously, voluntarily to you and your health. What if we could replicate that in a little bit more of a structured way so that I can send, let's just say Andy breaks his arm, I can send that out to a community of people who have said, I want to help any other the people in my community and give them an opportunity to give to me. And I'm happy to walk through the mechanics of how that specifically works. But we've had thousands of bills over the last couple of years, and every single one of them has gotten paid by the community. Everything from a $50 pediatrician visit to hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of NICU babies and brain hemorrhages and colon cancers and things like that. So it's a totally different model, a totally different way of thinking about healthcare.
And when you say paid by the community, you're referring to the members who are in Crowd Health, who are these Crowd Health members. So yeah, talk me through the mechanics of that. What does it require to be a Crowd Health member, and how does this work?
Sure. So every month, if you're a single person, it's $175. If you're a family, it's $695. And what we do is each month you will put that money into an account that we start for you when you join Crowd Health. So if you're a single, let's just use that math. It's easiest. $175 goes into an account. We take $40 of that as a subscription fee. That's the only way we make money. It's just $40 a month. And then $135 is still in that account. So then if, and that account accrued or builds up over time. And so if, let's just say Andy breaks his arm, then, and it's $5,000, Crowd Health will go to 50 people and say, hey, will you give out of your account that you set up $100 to Andy so that he has the money to pay for his broken arm? And so we go, and it's voluntary. I go to Samantha, and Samantha says, yes, I want to help Andy. And then I go to Brad and Ryan and Mary and Sarah. And then when I have 50 people, that money is transferred to my account. So then now I have enough money to pay for my broken arm.
Why do you make that voluntary? Is that?
Yeah, because we want, it is an important part. Yeah. I mean, it's, we want it to go back to being this sense of generosity, this sense of I'm actually not by mandate, but by out of my goodwill that I'm helping other people in my community. And in fact, it was one of the big questions when we start, will people actually give? And we did, I think 1500 or so asks in March. And I think we had five people that said no. Mm-hmm. So, the vast majority of people will say yes to this. And we've had actually a couple cases in the last few months where we had a member in Tennessee who lost four of her fingers in a boating accident. And she was 19. And so we told this story to our members and we went out and we said, hey, would you give $100? And people were coming back and said, can I give 150? Wow. Can I give 200? Because I really want to help this girl and her family who is clearly going through trauma. We had a miscarriage a few months back where people came out and said, I dealt with that. I know the trauma of that. I know the hurt of that. Can I give more to this family to help them? And so this spirit of generosity, I think, is a great thing to kind of reinstill into our healthcare system. And it works. Yeah. People, if you give them the ability to be generous towards another person, will tip, especially when it comes to their health, they'll say yes. You know, and that's a pretty cool
that
thing.
Is really cool.
You know, never in history, I don't think, has anybody gone to their insurance plan and said, hey, can I give more this month?
Right.
You know, that just doesn't happen. but people are willing to be like, if I have another human being on the other end of this money, I know exactly where my money is going. Mm-hmm. They're like, I want to help that person. And there's just a goodness about that that I think is kind of the primary driver of why Crowd Health works as well as it does.
Yeah, that's really fascinating. Now for people that maybe choose not to give for one reason or another, what happens to those funds? Do they stay within their personal Crowd Health account? And then if they have a medical event, they can take directly from there, almost like a savings account for like when emergencies happen?
Yeah, the money stays in your account. And in fact, if you leave Crowd Health, any money in your account goes with you. Oh, wow. So you get to take it out.
Minus
so it's really
the $40 a month service fee, I imagine.
Minus the $40 a month service fee. Yeah, you get to take that out. And so, you know, the one interesting thing here is if you say no to a health event, then we keep track of that. So if you have a health event, just let's say Andy said no to the last five requests, then if I had a health event, I submit that health event to the community for funding, that community can see that I said no to others in the community the last five times, right? So they know if I'm a good member of the community or not very good member of the community. And so there is an incentive.
Sort of that public shaming aspect to it. That
you can look at it as public shaming and just like, hey, I want to give something to another person, like I want to know, is that person a really good member of the community and helping others?
Right.
I want to know if that person, you know, actually, there's a second component of this that I haven't mentioned, but the bill that I submit, did I go to the Mayo Clinic for a flu, you know, and or did I go to the urgent care for the flu?
Right.
So we actually rate the bills too to say, hey, this person got a good price or, you know, decided to go to the most expensive place, you know, on the planet right. for something that could have gotten taken care of, you know, more easily. So there's an incentive there to one, be a good member of the community, but two, actually do a little bit of work on your side to make sure that you're getting a good price for your healthcare. And that's ultimately where our system is getting messed up, is we're paying ridiculous prices for a procedure that has been done hundreds of millions of times with an ear tube, right? And it's $8,000 and it's 15 minutes. I think anybody listening would take, you know, $8,000 for 15 minutes of your time. I think that's a pretty egregious billing practice from my perspective.
Now, had you been a Crowd Health member in that scenario, how would that have played out differently? Would there be a way to get that bill to be more reasonable?
Yeah, there is. And one of the things that I really dislike about health insurance is that I call into a call center at whatever health insurance plan, and I talk to somebody and I tell them, oftentimes what's are kind of intimate personal details, right? And they're like, okay, well, I'm going to have to transfer you to this person. And so I tell the story all over again. And I'm like, no, I want an ally. Oh, and by the way, and all during that time, it feels like they're looking for reasons not to pay the bill, right? And so at Crowd Health, I want an ally who is there to fight for my health and for that bill to get paid by the community. And so each member has a personal care advocate internally. And so I can text that care advocate. I can call that care advocate. And so in my situation with my daughter, I would call her and I said, hey, the ear, nose, and throat doctor just said that my daughter needs tubes in her ears. Can you find me a really great place in Austin, Texas, where I live, to get tubes in her ears? And that advocate then will go and look for a really great doctor in Austin to do those tubes at a reasonable price. And in fact, I tell this story often over the last couple of years, and I had ENTs, ear, nose, and throat docs, come back to me and say, they do it for $1,500 all day long. Wow. So what would have been $8,000, you know, what was $8,000 would have been $1,500 if I would have actually done a little bit of research to figure out a really great place to do, you know, the tubes in her ears.
Yeah.
So health insurance, the big lie in healthcare is these big health insurance companies can use their size to get really good pricing. And in fact, what happens is if you pay in cash, which Crowd Health allows you or enables you to do, you get way better pricing than the United Healthcares of the world.
Right.
And so that's the crazy thing about our system, is that we pay these health insurance plans to go and negotiate for us. But in fact, they are getting really terrible pricing that we could have got way better if we just paid cash. So that's really what we're leveraging.
I mean, part of that too, there's a lot to that puzzle. But one piece of that is doctor offices themselves, or even hospitals, they have to hire staff just to handle insurance claims. I mean, it adds a lot of expense to them in order to process through all those insurance companies and whatnot. So there's a big movement for a lot of doctor offices will say, well, we don't accept any insurance. We are completely a cash service, you know, and they're able, and they do that because they're able to keep their prices lower because they don't have to go through all that hassle. So yeah, it's really, really interesting.
And that's the last thing that the doctors want to do is deal with administrative stuff.
Yeah.
You know, the doctors that I talk to, they say, look, I've been given a skill of loving all my patients well and taking care of them. And that's really what I want to do. I don't want to have to deal with the administrative components of health insurance.
Right.
You know, a lot of times these doctors have to get approval from the health insurance companies to provide their patients' care. Whereas we think that it should be between the doctor and the patient, take the insurance company out of it and let them decide what is the best path for, you know, curing their illness or keeping them from having an illness. That should be between the patient and the doctor from our perspective.
So I'm curious who you see as the best fit for Crowd Health. You know, in your bio, you talked about helping the most vulnerable people in our country. And when people start talking about paying things in cash and whatnot, I think some people kind of rule themselves out, especially if they're perhaps in a low socioeconomic place where maybe they are on Medicaid or Medicare, and they feel like, you know, why would they want to add that expense of cash value? But I also kind of want to incorporate our audience here of essential oil lovers as well, you know, that really value taking your health into your own hands. They value having the freedom of choice for using holistic options or Western medicine, whatever they feel like is a good fit for them. So, you know, all that to ask, who is Crowd Health a really good fit for?
Yeah, it's a great question. You know, 70% of Americans don't have $1,000 in their bank account. And so when 70%? You sign up for some of these, 70%. Wow. And you know, so what does that mean in terms of healthcare? Well, it means that hundreds of thousands of families every year are going bankrupt, even though they have health insurance, because of either their claim getting denied or really high deductibles. So I always tell people is like, if you don't have enough cash in the bank to cover your deductible, you're paying for something that is worthless to you. So if you have a 3 or 4 or 5 in some of these healthcare.gov plans, it's $10,000 or $12,000 or $15,000 deductible, which means you pay for the first $10,000, $12,000, $15,000 of an illness or any health expense before the health insurance plan will pay a dollar. So if you don't have $10,000 or $12,000 or $15,000 in the bank, you are paying for health insurance that's not going to cover you in the case of a big, you know, getting hit by a truck. And so, you know, 200,000 people went bankrupt last year because of a health event, even though they had health insurance. Mm-hmm. And that, to me, breaks my heart. And so, you know, what we do is we ask people to pay for the first $500 of a health event before they submit it to the crowd. So back to our example of Andy's broke his arm and it was $5,000. Andy would pay the first $500 of that, and the crowd then would, we'd submit $4,500 to the crowd to help them crowdfund the rest. And what we think, and you know, people have asked us, well, why don't you have a $10,000 option? You know, it's like, look, a lot of people will take the $10,000 option because it'll be cheaper, but don't actually have $10,000 in their bank account to pay for that. So that's not what we want. We want everybody in any social class to be able to buy Crowd Health without the fear of going bankrupt as a result of a health event. And so that's really what we're about. And, you know, I think that in terms of your audience, the things that we've heard is that there's frustration from folks who want a holistic, integrative, naturopathic care plan, is that health insurance companies won't pay for it. And what we say is like, look, we don't care what you and your doctor decide to do, what treatment plan that you and your doctor decide to do. We'll submit it to the community. And so if that's a naturopathic, if it's acupuncture, if it's a chiropractor, if it's essential oils, if it's whatever it is that you and your doctor feel is the right treatment plan for your condition, then we'll submit that to the community. So, you know, that's kind of where we fall out. And that's why we think that a lot of folks, you know, in your community would be interested in this, because United Healthcare is not going to pay for, you know, a naturopathic option, most likely. And if that's what you think is going to cure you, then we say all about it. We're all about it. I go to a naturopathic doctor. I go to a chiropractor often. I am a fan of some of these alternatives. And I think that the system is actually incentivized not to include some of these lower cost, more natural ways of healing the body, because they actually get paid more if you're sick, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. That's just the craziness of our system.
Yeah, it is crazy. The mechanics of that, walk me through a little bit, Andy. If I were a Crowd Health member and let's say, you know, I'm deciding to use acupuncture, let's say I have to go twice a week, and that for maybe I'm dealing with insomnia, let's just say an example. Would that sort of chronic condition where you're doing, you know, twice a week acupuncture, that really starts to add up after a while, is that an incident that you could submit to Crowd Health, or is it exclusive to more of the kind of catastrophic category?
Yeah. So there's a couple things that keep from kind of moral hazard. You know, you can imagine people like, wow, this is great. I only have to pay $500. So if I have to get my knee replaced, then I'm going to jump into Crowd Health, get it replaced, which is a $25,000, you know, bill, have the community help me, and then jump back out. And so what we say is like, hey, for the first couple of years, you need to be responsible for your pre-existing conditions. And then after that, the crowd will, it is fundable for the community. And that keeps that moral hazard from happening. And so we think that's fair. You know, if you're a part of the community, you have to build into the community, and then the community can build around you. Right. And so, but you know, let's just say Samantha joins and then has a health condition in which acupuncture is what you and your doctor decide is the right course of treatment. Then yes, that is fundable by the crowd, the community. If Samantha comes in and has a different health event and says, hey, I think essential oils is going to be a key component of helping me, then yes, that is fundable by the community. And so a lot of these things are fundable by the community. I had back pain, you know, doctor wants to do surgery. I go to a chiropractor, which actually does great for me. And, you know, a health insurance plan would be like, no, you're going to go and get that surgery. Whereas I can go to the chiropractor and for probably 1/50th the cost of back surgery, get this figured out. And so, yes, those are things that are fundable by the community. And anytime you have a question, again, you can text your care advocate and say, hey, I'm having back pain. Well, you know, can I go? Is the chiropractor, is that fundable or not fundable? And you can always just ask. And what we'll find is that even some things that may not be fundable for whatever reason, you know, you're paying $175 as an individual, which is significantly less than if you were to go on, you know, another plan, or $695 for a family. I went on healthcare.gov and it was going to be for this year, I think it was $1,400 a month for my family. And it was, I think it was a $14,000 deductible, which basically means that I would be paying something like $30,000 before the health plan would pay a dollar.
Right.
In Crowd Health, I'm paying $695 a month. And so I'm saving probably $10,000, $15,000, something like that this year. And so if I have to pay out of pocket for something that, you know, a health insurance plan would normally pay for, like, I would gladly do that, right? As opposed to paying the $1,200 a month. So, you know, you have total access to your care advocate to ask for a lot of those things. One more quick just detail of the program is everybody in the community gets, you know, I said there's this $500 initial commitment. You know, that does not apply to a kind of an annual visit. So an annual visit is fully fundable by the community. So if I wanted to go to my doctor, I go, you know, to a doc once a year just to get an annual wellness checkup, labs, things like that. That is totally fundable by the community. So that's the one exception to that $500 rule.
Sure. So you're kind of rewarding that proactiveness right there.
Yeah,
I love that.
Yeah. You know, what we don't want is people to not go and seek care that they should be seeking, right, because of a financial issue. And we think it's important for people of all ages, to go and see their doctor once a year. And the cool thing about that too, is you can decide, you can go for, a pediatric visit if you have kids, a OBGYN visit, a primary care visit, you know, naturopathic visit, or you can either do a vision or a dental visit for that one wellness visit per year too. So if you, you know, want to use it for your dental, you can use it for your dental as well,
yeah,
which is a cool component.
That's really, really cool too.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Well, I love the care advocate component as well. Just, it's such a kind of foreign concept to be able to just text your, you know, I could imagine, could never imagine just texting my health insurance company and asking simple questions. And that's a really cool component. Andy, this has all been so fascinating, and I'm so excited to see what happens with Crowd Health. And I think that a lot of our members are going to be really excited to potentially join the community. So thank you for what you've built here. I think it's really amazing.
Yeah. By the way, we gave you a promo code. So if any of your community wants to go to joincrowdhealth.com, you can use a promo code essential. And the first 3 months is $99 per person per month. So it's almost half of what you would normally pay for listeners. So go and use promo code essential.
Thank you. We'll make sure to put that in the show notes to make it easy for everyone, for sure. Well, I wanted to ask before we move on to our closing questions, were there any last words you wanted to share with the community about why you do this or what it's all about?
Yeah. I mean, I kind of joke with my team. We're on a mission. Mission to take care of people and really to change the way that we do healthcare, because you kind of look around, and I'm sure your listeners have tons of stories too that they could probably call in and be like, I got, you know, XYZ from my health insurance plan. I can't believe it. And so, you know, as a part of our recruiting process, we tell people, like, look, we want missionaries, not mercenaries, meaning we want people who are on mission to change healthcare and aren't in this to make a bunch of money. Because I think that love of money is the root of all kinds of craziness in our society. And so if you sign up, just know that we're truly on a mission to help you and care for you. And, our company does really, really well when our members succeed in getting their bills funded. Cause you imagine the blowback we would get if a member had something big, like tubes in their ears and it not getting paid. So we're on your side. We're an ally for you. And yeah, we'd love for you to join us if you're interested in changing healthcare.
Well, Andy, this has been fabulous, and I really appreciate you spending the time with us here today. Before you go, we always love to ask our guests a couple closing questions. So I'm really curious about this first one for you. Are there any things you'd say you try to do every day to stay well?
Yeah, I mean, I think I've gone through a journey over the last few years in terms of saying, what do my daily rhythms look like that can give me the greatest chance of emotionally, mentally, and physically, you know, having a great day. And so some of this is probably just cliche, but, you know, I'm up at 5 a.m. every morning. The first 30 minutes of my day is in meditation. So if, you know, meditation, prayers, whatever your spiritual background is, like take 30 minutes of silence before you pick up that phone, and get all that, you know, blue light into your brain to really wake you up. I've just found that's incredibly effective. And then I really, you know, refocused my efforts on moving my body for, you know, another hour of the day. So getting up at 5, 30 minutes of meditation, prayer, and another hour of working out really is my rhythm for the morning. And I'm an early bird, so some people can't do that at 5, but I also have 2 kids, so they're up at 6:30 ready and rearing to go. Mm-hmm. So I've got to fit it in early.
Yeah, especially as a busy CEO of a startup as well. It's a lot. You got a lot going on. Well, finally, Andy, what's just one thing that you think everyone needs to ditch completely today and replace with something healthier?
Yeah. Can I say ditch health insurance?
Yeah, I thought you might.
You know, I we actually use that as a little bit of a tagline, ditch health insurance, because I do, you know, it's interesting. We've had, I think we're up to 6 cancer cases thus far, and we've had colon and thyroid and cervical and breast and all, I mean, a range of different cancers. And every single one of them has a prognosis that is stellar. Like probability of 5-year survival being very, very, very high. And for some of those, like especially colon cancer, is one where if you don't get it early, you're not going to get it. I mean, it's a brutal disease. And I just think our members are living your healthier, happier lives as a result of having the freedom to choose when, where, and how you receive your medical care. And so I know that's a crowd health pitch, but it's my passion in life to give people that freedom and the opportunity to choose whoever they want for their healthcare. So, and I think people are living healthier as a result of that.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Andy. And again, thank you for putting your passion into this venture. You know, I'm all about it. I'm like 100% going to become a member of Crowd Health. I think this is such a fantastic,
come join us.
Fantastic. Thing on so many levels. So thanks again. And we'll put a link below for that discount code you had mentioned as well. Thank you again. For people interested, it's joincrowdhealth.com, promo code essential. Anywhere else you want to direct people to learn more about you or Crowd Health?
Yeah, join Crowd Health on all the social media platforms. We'd love to have you join us. You know, we do a lot of education there, and you know, we want our members to be members or even followers, just to be most educated on their health, because we feel like the medical industrial complex tells you one thing, which is oftentimes not the right thing. So we try to educate our members too through some of our social media program platforms. So we'd love to have you join us there. Awesome. Join Crowd Health.
Well, thank you. We appreciate you so much, Andy. Thanks for spending your time with us here on the Essential Oil Revolution.
Thanks.
The Essential Oil Revolution is created by me, Samantha Lee Wright. Thanks so much for tuning in. If you haven't already done so, we would super, super appreciate you leaving us a rating and review wherever you are listening. And go ahead and share with a friend. It's the best way to help the show grow. We appreciate it. We'll catch you here next week. In the meantime, keep on learning, keep on discovering, and most importantly, keep on treating yourself well. You are worth it.